quantum communications means that we are transferring a new type of information over a network. That information is actually quantum information. What we mean by that is classically when we transfer information over a network, the data will be in the form of either, the bit of the data will be in the form of either a zero or a one. Whereas in quantum communications, we have a very bizarre situation where the data is in the form of a superposition of a zero and one. And that's very unusual.
Very unusual and more than a bit confusing. And not just for ordinary mortals like you or I. In fact, the American physicist Richard Feynman once said, quote, "Anyone who claims to understand quantum physics doesn't understand quantum physics." So don't feel too bad. What you need to know is that Associate Professor Rob Mullaney is from the School of Electrical Engineering and Telecommunications at the University of New South Wales, and that he and his colleagues have been working to perfect a process based on the law of physics that promises a new generation of, quote, ultra-secure communications. And given how vulnerable we all are to cybercrime, that's no small thing. Rob Mullaney.
When we actually set up this new quantum communication system and make it ultra-secure, what we've actually secured is the channel between you and I. And so we've set up a channel where we can communicate, and we know for absolutely sure that that communication channel is totally secure. But what I haven't done is actually authenticate who you are. So you could actually be some terrorist or somebody trying to create a financial transaction with me, which would be fraudulent. I haven't verified who you are. And so that's the kind of Achilles heel in the system right now. So what's new in this research that we've been doing at UNSW is that we're actually trying to authenticate not who you are, but where you are. For example, if you're making a transaction with me from computer to computer from some bank in Wall Street, say 44 Wall Street, with some bank here in Sydney on George Street, I can, using this system, determine with absolute security that you actually are at 44 Wall Street and not in some garage somewhere in Moscow or something like that. So this lies on top. It's the authentication that this takes care of. It actually proves that you are where you say you are. So at the end of the day, what we've got is this authentication lies on top of standard quantum cryptography. So at the end of the day, what we have is a completely secure channel, which I also know exactly where the data I'm sending to, where that's going to be received at.
And it's the location side of it that's important, though.
That's right. So it's the location. So what we're doing now is authenticating you on location. So this data that I'm sending to you, I know that nobody else in the world other than at these specified geographical coordinates can actually hear that information.
So I presume this type of technology with quantum communications technology could actually be of enormous benefit to ordinary people in terms of e-commerce.
Well, that's right. As you probably are aware, and you'll read in the press, there's a lot of financial fraud that takes place across the internet with a lot of spoof transactions taking place. For example, somebody claiming that they're in such a location that they want to make a transaction between, say, two residencies in Sydney or between a residence in Sydney and a bank in Sydney, where actually that person who's making the transaction is in somewhere in Europe and they're actually making the transaction. So the bank doesn't know that. That's actually quite easy to spoof over a classical network. So what this new system does is it makes it impossible for someone to do that. So for the transaction to take place, we can actually prove that that person that's making the transaction is at such an address in Sydney that they say they're at.
And I presume there would also be benefits, also be interest from the intelligence community.
Well, that's right. So and you can imagine things like military environments where you're trying to send instructions into the battlefield and you'd be absolutely secure in the knowledge that wherever you're sending that data to is at the correct coordinates that the soldier is supposed to be at or the equipment's supposed to be at and not on the other side of the line.
Now, you say that unconditional location verification gives an added layer of security to quantum communications. But how long before the bad guys catch up with this? Because we know that all developments in the past, there is that sort of period where a new development is good, it's secure, but then somebody with evil intention, you know, is busy working away to get around it.
Yeah, but that's what makes quantum communications very different from everything else that's come before, because before all these encryption systems and security systems have been based on computational resources available to the adversary, how smart they are, how long we can give them to crack the system, and so on and so forth. The thing that's different about quantum communications is it's based on the laws of physics, not on computational resources or any other type of resource. So it's actually the laws of physics that actually determine this security, and the laws of physics don't change. And so basing it on the laws of physics is the key to this new technology, which makes the type of thing that you're suggesting actually impossible to happen. So this will be secure for all time. Doesn't matter how much money, how big the computers are and how smart the people are and how many of them are working on this problem, they will not be able to crack it unless they can change the laws of physics, and they can't do that.
Now, where are we up to in terms of the development of quantum communications and the rollout of quantum communications technology? That's the first question. And then we'll follow that up with where are we at with your specific technology?
Where we're at now with quantum communications is it's actually already out there. So this isn't pie-in-the-sky stuff. You can actually go and buy a commercial quantum communication system today. And a lot of large cities are actually rolling out these networks, the most recent being in Tokyo, of all places, where just last year they rolled out a quantum network of about 100 kilometers in scale. So this stuff is all happening right now. There's a lot of work still to be done on the engineering side to make these systems work efficiently and so on. But this is happening as we speak.
And in terms of unconditional location verification, and my understanding is that at this stage, this is still a theory on paper. Is that correct?
That's right. So what we would like to do now is actually take that to the next stage. As I say, with most quantum communication systems, a lot of the theory is well developed, and where the cutting edge is actually deploying these systems in real hardware. That's where we are right now. We would like to actually take that next step and try and deploy the system in hardware.
Now, looking at the bigger picture, if what you're saying is correct, are we at a turning point in history when it comes to our communications, our digital communications, and crime?
Yes, I think there is. And perhaps to answer that, we first need to just quickly mention quantum computers. Many people all over the world and also at UNSW are trying to build a quantum computer. Now, it turns out, of course, they work on the same physics as quantum communications, but quantum computers are actually one of the drivers for quantum communications in a sort of bizarre way, because once we do have a working quantum computer, we will be able to crack all existing security on the internet. So all the codes that encrypt all our financial statements and all our transactions and so on will all be easily cracked by these quantum computers. And we believe these are coming, and certainly within the next 20 years or so, we will have quantum computers all over the world. So that's a big problem. Suddenly, when someone comes out and says they have a quantum computer, suddenly the entire commerce on the internet would collapse overnight. So that obviously can't happen. So that's been one of the drivers to actually develop these quantum communication systems, so that when that actually occurs, we'll have this new security, this new technology in place already. So we will actually, we won't be able to attack all our current internet commercial transactions and so on.
Associate Professor Rob Mullaney from the University of New South Wales.